This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN Security Council set to vote on Jerusalem status. The UN Security Council is set to vote Monday on a draft resolution that affirms any decision to change the status of Jerusalem has no legal effect. The Egypt-drafted document does not mention President Donald Trump's December 6th decision to recognize the city as Israel's capital. In the Arab and Muslim world, protests over the U.S. decision in Turkey, Pakistan, Indonesia, and the Palestinian territories. In Paris, Abir Hamad said she's angry over the U.S. announcement, saying it forgets Palestinians and their rights. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fischbach said the U.S. decision reversed decades of international understanding about Jerusalem, even with the Israeli capture of the entire city back in 1967.
That is to say, East Jerusalem, the old city and its suburbs, are considered by the UN and the international community to be occupied territories, and therefore no change in that status, that sense of being occupied, can be tolerated by the global community on the part of anybody. And that's really what's being expressed here. And the Trump administration's decision has completely upended that.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed on Sunday that his government will open an embassy in East Jerusalem to recognize it as the capital of Palestine. Heavily armed militants attacked an Afghan intelligence agency facility in Kabul on Monday, sparking fierce clashes with security forces. Afghan officials said several assailants wearing police uniforms and led by a car bomber stormed and occupied a partially constructed building before firing rockets at the nearby training center of the National Directorate of Security. This is VOA News. Media reports in Turkey say prosecutors are requesting that a German journalist who was arrested in Turkey be released from jail pending the outcome of her trial on terror-related charges. Prosecutors apparently have requested that Mesale Tulu be freed on bail during a hearing on Monday. Heike Hansel is a member of German parliament.
Actually, we do expect the release of Mesale Tulu, hopefully. She's not guilty. This is, in our opinion, it's a political process.
She called Tulu's imprisonment a hostage-taking. The 33-year-old is being tried together with 17 other defendants, accused of engaging in terrorist propaganda and being a member of a banned left-wing group. She denies those accusations. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning from an overseas trip. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Sunday, Eastern Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar said the UN-backed government's two-year mandate has expired and suggested he may compete in presidential and parliamentary elections next year. The Election Tribunal of Honduras has ruled that incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez has prevailed in a bitterly contested election that brought sometimes violent protests to the streets. Mr. Hernandez won a narrow 1.5% victory over challenger Salvador Nasralla, who has charged fraud following delays in vote counting. Rice University Latin American analyst Mark Jones said Nasralla is reportedly preparing to head to Washington to seek support from the Organization for American States, which has called for a new election.
Certainly, Salvador Nasralla, his opponent, can travel to Washington and complain about fraud. But the reality also is that President Hernandez has been a strong ally of the United States, whereas Salvador Nasralla is linked to Mel Zelaya, who is widely seen as being antagonistic to U.S. interests in the region.
The European Union said it found no wrongdoing in an election recount. In Chile, conservative Sebastian Pinheiro won the presidency Sunday with a nearly 10-point lead over his center-left opponent, Alejandro Guerre. Mr. Pinheiro said he hopes to build a good future for all his countrymen. Mr. Pinheiro has vowed to cut business taxes, double growth, and eliminate poverty. President Donald Trump on Monday expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying Mr. Trump will make clear that China is a competitor, especially in the area of trade. Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, appeared on Fox News yesterday. He said the U.S. is in economic competition with China. He said the president wants a more balanced and fair trade relationship with Beijing. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's 4.